Pastor Lauer from our Seder Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Seder's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. During these times of pandemic, our regular services are indoors at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a parking lot service at 9:15. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Mercy and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Master, Jesus. Amen. Dear fellow workers, we begin today with a parable. Once there was a man, a rich and wealthy and powerful and influential man. And it just so happened that this man owned and operated a vineyard. Well, as many of you that are horticulturalists will know, raising plants takes a lot of work. And taking stock of all the work he needed done that day, he opted to go to the marketplace and hire some day laborers. So he goes early in the morning before the working day would begin, and he finds some people waiting around to be hired. And he negotiates and agrees with those people that in exchange for a fair day's work, they will be paid a fair day's wage. So they agree. The master takes these workers back to his vineyard and he assigns to them various jobs. Some will prune, or some will till, some will prepare fields, some will water, and some will even pick. And once he has set them about their work and given them their jobs to do, he decides, actually, you know, there's some more work to be done. I better call some more workers into my vineyard. So he goes back again, this time about 9 in the morning, you know, a pretty fair time to begin work. And finds more laborers waiting there to be hired. So these laborers, too, he hires, though this time without negotiating with them. Instead, he simply says to them, come and work for me, and I will pay you what you are due. They eagerly agree, go back, and once again, the master sets them to their work. Interestingly enough, the master goes back again, this time at the lunch break, finding more workers. And again, this time at 2 o'clock, finding more workers. All of them agreeing to work and to be paid for their work. And shockingly enough, the master's final trip to the marketplace takes place at 4 p.m., an hour before quitting time. But even then, he finds workers waiting there to be hired, and he says to them, what have you been doing all day? And they say simply, nah, nobody hired us. So again, he is pleased to hire them, to have them work for him, even for 1 hour. And he sets them to their various tasks. So only an hour later, it's quitting time. And that means he needs to settle his accounts with all of his workers. So he calls his foreman to him. And the master tells him, I would like you now to pay all of my workers, but here's how I want you to do it. Call them all in here, and I want you to pay them their wages. But I want you to begin with those that I hired an hour ago at 4 p.m. And then I want you to go to the ones that were hired at 2, and then the ones that were hired at noon, and then the ones that were hired at 9, and finally the ones that began at the beginning of the day. That is, pay them in reverse order. So the foreman faithfully agrees. Calls all the workers in, calls up those hired last, and gives them their paychecks. Now, these are reasonable workers. They know they've only worked for an hour of time. And so they're expecting just a few dollars, all that you would pay someone who worked for you for an hour. So they are then shocked when they open up their checks and they see, in fact, that they've been paid for a full day's worth of work. surprising. So too with those that were hired at 2 and at noon and at 9. All of them are pleased to discover that they've been paid as if they worked all day. They think, wow, what a generous master we have, that he would pay us so much for such little work. Amazing. What a great boss. So the workers hired first, those that began at the beginning of the day, they see this. They notice. They see the generosity of this master and what he has given to those that were, frankly, lazier than they were. And so they start to get excited. They think, oh boy, if he gave them that much, what's he going to do for us? Probably a bonus of some sort, surely. So when they go get their checks and they open them up, they are flabbergasted. Because they had been paid simply what they agreed to. A fair day's wage for their fair day's work. Well, those workers are a little disgruntled. And they let the master know it. What is going on here? Those lazy workers didn't work half as hard as we did. We labored in the heat of the day, did all the hard work, and we get paid the same. What's the deal? And the master simply replies, friends, am I not free to pay my workers whatever I wish? I hired you, I hired them, and our compensation is between us. Now, we had an agreement for what I would pay you, and you have what I said I would give. Isn't the vineyard, in fact, mine? Or do you begrudge my generosity to your fellow workers? Waterers, tillers, pickers, planters. What are we to make of this strange, interesting parable that our Lord gives to us? A few things. We, as workers in this vineyard, work for, and I can't say this strongly enough, the best boss in the entire universe. Our Lord, our Master, is gracious and merciful, abounding in His gifts to us. He has given us blessings well beyond anything that we deserve. He has suffered. He has submitted. He has died and He has risen in our place that we might be exalted. He has called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified each and every one of us. He has given us His own name in our holy baptism, though we didn't deserve it. Even though we've yet to labor any hours in His fields. He is the most gracious and generous master that anyone could hope to work for. And my dear brothers and sisters, the other thing that we learn from this parable is that we, that is all of us, and by that I mean you, have been called by this master and given work to do. That your task is yours. Some of us were called early in the morning. Some of us later in the morning. Others during lunch break. Others in the afternoon. And some right at the very end. Some of us have been given jobs that appear glorious, that appear exalted, that appear better than others. Some of us have been given tasks that look lowly, Some of us, it seems, only suffer. But each and every one of us has been called by that one good and gracious Master. And it's all too easy for all of us that have been called to disdain our own callings because we see that someone else has another calling, something that looks better. So we learn from our Lord today that if you have a brother or sister who has been blessed by their Master to receive more children or grandchildren than you have, that is between them and their Lord. It's none of your concern. We should rejoice with them that they have received those blessings and be about our work that we have been given. If you have a brother or sister who has been burdened by their Master with more riches than you have, that is a burden that is between them and their Master. It's none of your concern. And each of us should be about the task that we have been given. If you have a brother or a sister who has been given a calling that appears higher or better or more righteous than you have, that is a calling that is between them and their Master. It's none of your concern. For each of us, we are to be about the vocations that He has given us. It's easy for us, knowing the blessings and the burdens that our Master has given to each of us, to see the blessings and often ignore the burdens that others have received, and to think that they have it better. It's easy for us who have been called at the earlier part of the day to wish that we were the ones called at 4. They only had to work for an hour in the heat. Couldn't we just have it easier? But fellow workers, this misses the joy of this story. The joy that every hour spent tending the vineyard of our Master is a blessing to us. That whether I think my calling is great or terrible, whether my sufferings are unbearable, I have been called where I have been called by my Master. I have been given blessings and burdens that are for no one else but for me, because I am His child. And He has called me to labor in His vineyard. So my dear brothers and sisters, may you today and always see these blessings and these burdens as gifts from our Master. May you always know that you have been called into His service and will and do inherit His kingdom. Amen.
If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.